Every summer, inspectors from the Watershed Institute are stationed at boat launches in the western Adirondacks. They check boats and encourage owners to clean watercraft before launching. The new grant from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Great Lakes Restoration Initiative will allow the program to expand. This latest funding is expected to allow inspectors to conduct nearly 14,000 inspections at 20 boat launches across the western Adirondacks to prevent the spread of species such as Eurasian water milfoil, zebra mussels, and spiny water flea. Paul Smith's College Adirondack Watershed Stewardship Program Director Eric Holmland says the program is making a difference.
About 2 to 3% of the watercraft that we encounter have visible aquatic organisms that are invasive on them. And about 10% overall of the boats are carrying some form of organic material that is not a threat. So off of hundreds of boats, we are removing aquatic invasive species. So that's a real measurable impact of the program. Otherwise, those hundreds of invasive species would have been introduced into the 22 or so lakes that we've been at.
Adirondack Park Invasive Plant Program Aquatic Invasive Species Project Coordinator Megan Johnstone reports that one of the best ways to limit the spread of aquatic invasive species through boat vectors is inspection programs.
They've been shown to be very effective for identifying invasive species and other plant material and then also removing them. Education is a really important part in preventing the spread of aquatic invasive species. It's really important that people know exactly what they can do to prevent the spread of invasives on their boats when a steward isn't present. And they're also really great for collecting data, and that data can inform regional prevention strategies. The scientific research does show that visually inspecting and removing plants off of boats using boat launch steward programs and the stewards themselves really does work.
Holmland says the lake stewards ask boaters if they are doing anything to prevent the spread of invasive species. Last year, 64% said they are doing something, but Holmland adds that means more than a quarter risk transporting a non-native species. He would like to see statewide regulations.
If someone wants to launch a watercraft in any of our lakes where we station employees, and they have something that's visibly hanging from their boat that is even positively identified as an aquatic invader, if they choose to launch it despite our employees urging to do otherwise, our employee has no recourse. Now, this year we do have a new statewide transport law that we can cite, and we're hoping that it will be actually enforceable in a timely way. It's an issue that we need to get ahead of. That's the whole point of aquatic invasive species spread ecology. If you don't get it before they get into your water body, the invasives essentially become impossible to remove.
Inspection sites funded by the EPA grant include boat launches on Cranberry Lake, First, Fourth, and Seventh Lakes, Racket Long and Tupper Lakes, and the St. Regis Canoe Area. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.